you've been doing healing work or learning healing work for years and always left it on the back burner because there's always something more important or something else that needs you more. There's some little nuanced things I think we should talk about. And if we do, I think it might revolutionize your life. This is The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. And today, let's get all over that block that says healing work is really important to me, but I'm going to deprioritize it to the bottom. I'm going to put it all the way down. It's going to be my someday dream, the daydream I have where other people have. I'm going to open an Airbnb one day, or I'm going to have my own little French bakery or my own cafe. Your version is I'm going to be really clear right off the bat. I don't think this is wrong at all. So if this sounds like you, I'm not interested in making you feel ashamed about that. In fact, I want to make you feel really empowered and badass about this. We're just going to change a few things around. So let's start at the very bottom up, at the foundational level here. Is this a someday dream because you feel like it should be making money and you can't see how that would be practical in your life? Is this a someday dream because you are used to putting everybody else's needs first and your own dreams last? Or is this a someday dream because right now in your life where you're at, you are devoting yourself to your own healing. You are devoting yourself to learning healing for others, not knowing where it leads. Which of the three you are makes a total difference to how we're going to talk about this. So let's tackle all three. Number one. All right. Number one, the money thing. Huge. Probably the number one hesitation I hear when I talk to people about their very first Reiki one. People will tell me where they stand. And most often they say, I don't know why I'm compelled to learn this. I've been hearing it everywhere. I want to learn it. I feel like you're the teacher for me. I don't know if I want to be doing this work. I don't know if I want to be charging for healing or not, but I know I want to do it. And I'm really happy when I hear this answer because I think this work has so much value. Learning how to work with energy, learning how to allow universal loving energy to stream through you and help you heal, and then learning how to let that land for someone else, it's extraordinary work. And if you approach it only with the lens of like, I want to do this as a profession, I want to charge money for this, there is a fat chance you will lose a lot of the nuance and a lot of the beauty that the medicine that it is for you. So if you never had that as a goal, that is not a problem. Let's talk it through a layer deeper. When people, my prospective clients, talk to their friends and their family, they're like, what? You're going to start doing Reiki now or start charging for healing now? And they're like, oh, that doesn't make sense, or that's tired, or that is... You're going to be one of those. There's like an eye roll energy around it. And again, to be fair, rightly so. The places I travel to or don't travel to, they often have people who've done like a tiny little Reiki certification and now they're playing the ego and the like significance game of like, I am this big shot Reiki healer. And they don't have that much to back it up. My clients, my soulmate clients, that's not you. I'm not here for the quick fix people. I am not here for the let's make a quick buck from this wellness industry. I am not here for the people who are very capitalistic in this, who will want to turn their healing into a profit for others. I am here for the people who, in this for the long haul. I am here for the people who have a lot of integrity, who want to do this for them, for their people. And because there's some deeper intelligence in them, a deeper intuition that says, this is the crux of where I feel like I need to be going in my life and the whole society needs to be going. We need to place healing at the center of things. The money question decenters the healing in some ways. It makes into a transaction. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be making money on healing. I fully believe that the people who are showing up with a lot of integrity and are here to do the healing work need to be paid handsomely for this work, because the time we spend with the client is honestly maybe 8% of the work it takes. It is not a quick buck business. And the way capitalism is set up, I've been doing some research on this recently. From the Industrial Revolution onward, the capitalistic model has put forward visible labor, things that create an actual physical, tangible output, as the gold standard of something that deserves money. So before then, work was more relational. And then big factories went up. Men were encouraged to go work in the gold factories, and the women were encouraged to support the men, to hold everything, to make everything stable, to hold down the fort, to raise children invisibly so that the man could go get money. The money came through the man going outside into the world. Now, obviously, this has been complexified and we don't live in that simple model anymore at all. But at the core, emotional labor, healing work, care work was invisible and therefore not clearly paid. So whether you want to bring this into paid labor, that is one revolution. If you want to do that, I think that's really important. And standing for this work in a way that allows money to be exchanged for it is insanely important. Those of you doing that work, I applaud you. I stand with you. We are doing societal work here. But those of you who are not called to do that, I want to debunk the myth that that means it is not valuable. On the contrary, I have immense respect for those of you who do this work, who invest in your own healing, who learn to how the mechanics of healing works, learn to help other people heal. Because what you're doing is you are investing in work that has been historically invisible. And that is what your friends and family are doing when they give you the eye roll. Oh, you're going to be one of those. Actually, you are so deeply not doing that. You are taking back the power. You are taking back something primordial that says care work and healing work is fundamentally important to everything in our society. So don't you go and think that you are less than because you're not doing the healing work for money. I have seen some of my best students, intelligent, badass, unflinching, doing their own healing work, turning around, not going to do more healing work for money, for with other people. No, turning around, completely shifting and changing their family systems from the inside out, bringing their energy into raising their kids in a way that has not been seen until now. Taking a stand for healing in their lives in a way that shifts their whole extended family, shifts how they work. I want you to hear me on this. Your work is not any less visible and any less important because there is no money coming in. Okay, so that takes care of the money question. All right. Two, if this is a daydream, someday maybe, putting it off for somewhere in the future because It doesn't feel like there's time for you. I get you, okay? I totally get you. When I had my son and I went through a postpartum depression, I really felt like none of it mattered anymore. None of it was real. And that the only thing that mattered in my life was just trying to keep this little tiny human alive. It was a time where to keep us afloat as a family, my husband was scaling his business. So I made it my mission to support him in that, to do that work I was telling you about before, to the Industrial Revolution model, where I was making him sandwiches at night to bring to work. I was cleaning. I was learning to take care of a house in a way that I had never done before. It felt strange and unfeminist for a while. But it was important work. And I put the needs of everybody else ahead of me. And that was healing for me, particularly. But this, let's not mince words, like this is one of the core patterns that women are socialized into. Well, down the fort, support everybody else. When everybody else is good, okay, then it's okay for you to take care of yourself a little bit. But what I've learned as the demands on me became bigger, I started working again. We had a second child. I learned that every time I would go back to that model of if everybody else is good, then I can be good. If everybody else is taken care of, then I can take care of me. It simply doesn't work. It works for a little while, I'm not gonna lie. But on the long run, when I am full, when I am resourced, when I am allowed to work on my highest passions and highest truth, when I am flourishing, what actually happens is that because everything else needs me, I push that energy outward. And everything else does get sustained. When I am depleted, everything else crumbles. It is clear as day. After our long travels, so we travel from Montreal, Canada to Chiang Mai, Thailand every year with two tiny children. This year was 3 and 1. Last year was 2 and 2 months. That takes a lot out of me. I have to really hold it down. If on top of that, I don't eat well, and well, obviously, I don't sleep well on the plane, I can hold it together for about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then when everybody's settled, I get sick invariable for sure. As soon as my nervous system gets down, whew, every year this happens. And so I'm learning, and I've got these little moments in my life where I can test this to keep nourishing, 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 caring, 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 caring for me, and letting that ripple out. So if that's the case for you as a healer and your healing work, I would like to invite you to bump it up just a little bit more. Losing the focus of helping other people heal, but coming back to yourself of who are you as a healer? What is your healer's work as somebody who is so important in so many lives that other people need you? Healer Awakened is fully built on this. It is, how do you sustain your own energy? How do you manage your own energy as you're being needed so much? And I really do believe that when we can manage and sustain and allow ourselves to become channels for healing energy, that our healing presence and our healing impact becomes so much stronger. All those people who need you start untangling the webs of like needing them to need you so that you can still feel worthy. You untangle that. You remove that scaffolding in the energetic structures, and you start setting it up as like you are nourished and doing well. And what that creates is that the need that people place on you, have on you, it starts loosening, and you start being able to empower the people who need you. You start being able to teach. You start being able to take action so that the system is such that you aren't needed forever. You start empowering the people around you instead of being the quote-unquote good one, being the quote-unquote needed one that won't ever leave. And you get to be more resourced in the way. And so number three, if you are somebody devoting yourself to your own healing and not knowing where it leads, I think that is the most beautiful thing. And like I said in the beginning, if it is something you are called to start doing as an offering, as a business, I think that is revolutionary, important, beautiful work. Love to be part of your journey, either through Healer Embodied, where you're going to really embody and being able to do the work without burning out. You're going to be able to start seeing what are your unique gifts and that people are just waiting for someone like you to show up. And to start undoing and unpacking all of this stuff around money. Keep going. All right. So, and wherever you are, if this is somewhere on the back burner, oh, this is something that is maybe like for someday, or you're not clear on what the vision is. What I invite you to do today, place your hands on your belly and your solar plexus, exactly where I need to be. And I honor that I value this work tremendously. And that is all I need to know. I value what I value. I know what I know. None of it, none of the rest matters. I trust myself with my next steps as long as I keep standing in the knowing that this matters to me. This is important to me. And I trust that my knowing of that, my honesty of that, will carry me exactly where I need to be. This has been The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. The music is by Lana Chakra. And if you feel called to talk about this episode, talk about these ideas, come find me on Instagram. The link will be in the show notes.